Today's daf is Bechoyres daf Mem Tes, and we will begin from the Mishnah, seven lines from the top of daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Zuchus Refuah Shleima for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza. So the Mishnah is going to discuss some of the basic halachos now of Pidyon HaBen. So everybody is loosely familiar with the halachos of Pidyon HaBen, and now we're going to get into it on a more granular level, discuss some prote dinim, some real geshmak sugyas as it relates to the basic halacha of Pidyon HaBen. Zok to Mishnah, Meis HaBen b'toich shloshim yoyim. Everybody knows that when do you do Pidyon HaBen? When the child is 30 days old. What happens if a child dies loyolenu before it turned 30 days old? Says the Mishnah, even if the father was Rizim Akdim in the mitzvahs, he gave the Koyin the five Sloim, the Pidyon HaBen, before his son was 30 days old, the Koyin has to give his money back. Because being that the child never lived to 30 days, the Chi of Pidyon HaBen was never Chal. Even if the father gave the money preemptively, it doesn't matter. The Koyin has to give the money back. What happens if the child dies after he was 30 days old? Then even if the father didn't give the money yet, he has to give it. Meaning, the father could argue, his son's not alive. So if he's not alive, why is he giving Pidyon HaBen? The teretz is the chiyuv was chal, and once the chiyuv is chal, even if he didn't give it, he has an obligation to give it. What happens if the child dies on the 30th day? So if it dies before 30 days, you don't have to give Pidyon HaBen. Even if you gave it, you get the money back. If he dies after 30 days, there the halacha is, you do have a chiyuv to give it, so that even if you didn't give it when the child died, you still have an obligation to give it. What about the 30th day itself? Tells the Mishnah that the 30th day is kiyom shalafanav. It's as if it was the 29th day. Meaning, the 30th day is treated like toich shloishim. There is no chiyom. Rabbi Akiva says that no, the 30th day is a suffix. Therefore, im nasan, if you gave the money, lo yital, you don't take it back from the kayim. Meaning, toich shloishim yom, if the child would die, even if you gave the money, you'd get it back. The 30th day, you don't say that, but at the same time, you also don't say that you have to give it. So the ve'imloy nasan, if you didn't give it yet, lo yiten, you don't give it. So with before 30 days is one halacha, after 30 days is another halacha. What about the 30th day itself? Machloikis Tanakama and Rabbi Akiva. According to the Tanakama, yoim shloishim is ki yoim shalafanov. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's a safek. Being that it's a safek, or you just keep the money. The point is, if you didn't give it, you don't give it. And if you gave it, you don't get it back. How did the Rabbanon know that the 30th day is treated like the 29th day? Which incidentally is another way of saying that the mitzvah's Pidyon HaBen is not on the 30th day, but rather it's on the 31st. How did the Rabbanon know that? Gamri chodesh, chodesh mi midbar. We learn gzeirah shava, chodesh, chodesh from the midbar. Ma hasam v'mailo, af hachanami u'mailo. So when the Torah talks about the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, specifically, in Parshas Korach, it's mentioned in a few places in the Torah, but Bamidbar Perak Yud Ches, it says, Ufduyav mi ben chodesh tifte, be'erkecho kesef chamesh eshkola b'shekel ha'chodesh esrim geiru. So the Pasuk says, Ufduyav mi ben chodesh tifte. So when do you do Pidyon HaBen? Mi ben chodesh, when the child is a month old. Stating that, in Parshas Bamidbar, in the very special parsha of Pidyon HaBen, the Hayroa Shah parsha, that the Gemara discussed in detail in the beginning of the Masechta, that we'll speak about at the end of this year. So over there, the Torah said, "Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, pikoit kol b'char zachar levnei Yisrael, mi ben chodesh v'mayla." Here the Torah added the word v'mayla. What is v'mayla coming to teach me? That it's not mi ben chodesh on the 30th day, but it's mi ben chodesh v'mayla, it's the 31st day. The bottom line is that just like that's very special Hayroa Shah Parsha of Pidyon HaBen, that happened one time when the Yidden were in the Midbar, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to set aside the Leviim, tachas the Bechar, and to swap a Bechar for a Levi. And in that context, there was a Pidyon HaBen. There it says, Mefurish ben Chodesh v'mailo. So we learn out here too, Afachanami v'mailo. So the point is, Mitzvah Pidyon HaBen is Chal on the 31st day. If it's Chal on the 31st day, that means that Yom Shloishim is going to be Kiyom Shalavan. Rabbi Akiva. What about Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva wasn't sure, says the Gemara B'Safkele. He had the following Safik. You find regarding the halachas of Erechin, where the Torah says that depending on how old the person's who you took upon his erech should be, that determines how much money you have to give to Hekdesh. So it says, v'memchishim shon of amayla, that if the person that you said, oh, I'm mekabel the erech of Pliny, how old was Pliny? He was ben shishim shon of amayla. And there too, the Torah emphasized mayla. So Rabbi Akiva was bothered that why the Torah have to say mayla by erechin? Like, Gamri b'midbar, why don't you learn that just like the pinyan aben of the midbar was mi ben chodesh v'maylo. So too by erichin mi ben shishim shana v'maylo. So even without it saying v'maylo, we should know v'maylo. Says Rabbi Akiva, you know what that means? Habagul shneksoma v'anke echad. It sounds like the Torah is telling me v'maylo twice. And what happens when the Torah tells you something twice? V'chol shneksu v'maylo echad ein melamden. That was one side Rabbi Akiva had. So v'chneksu v'maylo echad ein melamden. So I can't learn pinyan aben that the halacha of mi ben chodesh really means v'maylo from the special pidyon aben that was done in Bamidbar Paragimel, because you find it by Erichin as well. It's shnei ksuvim v'anke echad. I don't know, but Rabbi Akiva had a suffix. He had another tzad. His other tzad was ki melamdin la'amu. When do you say shnei ksuvim v'anke echad melamdin? That's if you're being melami to a completely different parsha. Aval gufayu. But if it's not being taught to a different parsha, but it's gufayu, it's the same parsha. So as Rashi. The first wide line. It's not a completely different parasha. I'm not learning Erichin from Pidyon Aben. I'm learning Pidyon Aben from Pidyon Aben. Albeit two different types of Pidyon Aben. Maybe over here Malab. It's for that reason that he was Mesopic. Incidentally, you see from this Gemara, when the Gemara initially said, "My time Mayo de Rabbanon." So what did Gemara say? Gamri Chodesh Chodesh Midbar. It says Chodesh by Pidyon Aben. It says Chodesh by the special Pidyon Aben, or the pinion of the Bechairois that was done in Bamidbar Paragimel, just like there it's Vamayla, here too it's Vamayla. It sounds like which one of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Behem is the Gemara working with? Zeru Shaf, it certainly sounds that way. It says Chodesh here, and it says Chodesh there. Ma Hasam Vamayla, Af Hachanami Vamayla. But from the Hemshech of the Gemara, certainly from Rabbi Akiva Shita, you see Rabbi Akiva didn't understand Chodesh Chodesh as Zeru Shaf. Apparently there was no Messiah for that, because if it was Zeru Shaf, it has nothing to do with Shnei Ksuvim Abon Kechad Eim Alamdin. Shnei Ksuvim Abon Kechad Eim Alamdin is a halacha in a different one of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Behem. It's a halacha in Binyanav. Binyanav means, just like you find it there, so to, not because it's Gzeres Shava, the two parashiyos don't have the same words, it's not Uveshav HaKoyin, Uvah HaKoyin, they don't mean the same thing, they don't rhyme with each other, they have nothing to do with each other. But at the same time, you find a certain principle in one parasha, you have a right to apply it to a different parasha via the Midah of Binyan Av. In the world of Binyan Av, there's something called that I can learn A from B. But if the Torah told me B twice, why did the Torah have to tell it to me twice? Must be because really I can't learn it, anything from it. If I could learn something from it, then the Torah wouldn't have to tell it to me a second time. So, Shen Ksuv Ma'aban Ke'echadim Lamdin Zahaloch and Binyan Av. From the fact that Rabbi Akiva is shtelling to the sugya of Shnei Ksuvim Abon Ke'echad is mashma that Chodesh Chodesh, although it sounds like from the Tchilas HaSugya, is Gzeres Shava, is really not Gzeres Shava, really it's Binyanav. Says the Gemara, Amar Ravashi. Ravashi said that even though we have a machlekes in our Mishnah, Yoim Shloishim, as it relates to Pidyon Aben, is it Kilafanov? It's a Kilaachrov. Meaning, is the Chi of Pidyon Aben Chal on the 30th day? Or is the Chi of Pidyon Aben Chal on the 31st day? The Mishnah's Nafkimina was, what would happen if the child died on the 30th day? Is there a Mitzvah Pidyon Aben? Or is there not a Mitzvah Pidyon Aben? Said Rav Ashi, this whole Machloikis was regarding Pidyon Aben. However, as it relates to Avelos, Hakom Moedin Linyan Avelos, that Yom Shloishim is Kiyom Shalafan of Namid. There's a halacha that if a child dies before it's 30 days old, to the extent that there's a suffix that maybe this child was a Nephil, Ein Misablin Olav Klal, the Rambam says. There's no Avelos on a Nephil. There's no Avelos. And if, for that reason, says Rav Ashi, L'churi, you'd have the same Shaila. If a child dies on the 30th day, would there be Avelos? Or would there not be Avelos? If Yom Shloishim is Kiyom Shalafan of Dami, then it's like it died on the 29th day, then there should be no Hilchas Avelos. If it's Kiyom Shalachar of Dami, then there should be Avelos. So at first glance, you'd say, oh, it's a Machloikis in the Mishnah, right? Isn't that the Machloikis, Tanakam, Rabbi Akiva? According to the Tanakam, there's Vaday no Avelos, because Kiyom Shalafan of Dami, and according to Rabbi Akiva, it's a Suffolk. Maybe there's Avelos, maybe there's no Avelos. But says Rav Ashi, no. But halacha lemaisa, there's going to be no shaila. You know why? Hakom moedim linyan avelos the yem shloishim skeim shalavon of dami. The mashmul, because Shmuel said halacha kedivrei hamekel ba'avol, that we always go like the mekel ba'avol. And in our sugya, the chachamim are the mekel, that it's kiyom shalavon of dami. So even though there is a Rabbi Akiva who at least in one sad would have heard that if a child dies on the 30th day, there should be hilchas avelos, but as long as there's a divrei hamekel, that's enough, and it doesn't matter what the circumstances are. Meaning halacha Rabbi Akiva mechavera, okay, mechavera, vole mechavera. Of the Taz, the Ad Malachi, all that rain. The bottom line is that as long as it's a tzada mekel, it doesn't matter who that mekel is, you always say, halacha kedivri ha-mekel be'er, the oval. Why is it that halacha is kedivri ha-mekel be'er?
So Pashit, you ask the man on the street, he's going to say, because Avelos is the Rabbanon, and you go with the Rabbanon. But the MS is, it's a very important Tosfos in Masechtas Erevin, that Mem Vav Amid Aleph, where Tosfos says that that's not true. And Tosfos says, Achapsech HaMejan Afgirmina LaHalacha, because Avelos to Yom Rishon, we know, is Midai Raisa. So says Tosfos, that if Halacha Kedivri HaMeiko would be only because Avelos is midrabanon, then it would only be negeya the other 6 days. But as it relates to the Yom Rishon, it would be midday. You'd have to go the chumrah. You wouldn't say halacha kedivrei amekel be'erev. The Taisa says no. Halacha kedivrei amekel be'avel is a halacha psuka, and it doesn't matter if you're dealing with the Yom Rishon where Avelos is midday raisa, or you're dealing with the other 6 days where it's only midrabanon. What's Taisa's raya? Because just like the Gemara says halacha kedivrei amekel be'avel, the Gemara also says, I slipped it by mistake twice already, halacha kedivrei amekel be'erev. And over there, Taisa says it's mavur that even though there's a tzad that erev is maybe day raisa, and still the Gemara says halacha kedivrei amekel be'erev. So just like halacha kedivrei amekel be'erev, even if it's midday raisa, halacha kedivrei Hamekel be'avel. So it's interesting. Even though ordinarily by deraisas, you always go l'chumra, sveka deraisa l'chumra, but we have a mesora, Shmuel's memories in Shas, brought many, many times in Shas. Halacha kedivrei hamekel be'avel, and halacha kedivrei hamekel be'erev. Either way, it's up to Mishnah Vayter. Mesa of b'toich shloishim. What happens if the father died within 30 days? So in the first Mishnah, the child died. What happens if the father dies? So the halacha is b'cheske shloi nifta. When this child grows older, he's going to have to do his own pidyon habet. And he can't assume that his father maybe was paid to him before he died, because b'toich shloishim yayim, it's becheskas that he certainly didn't do it. Actually, Avi Raisha Nifta. I mean, unless he can prove that his father did the Pirkei Rabban, then obviously it's a different story. But to the extent that he can't prove it, we assume the chazaka is that Toy Shleishim Yoim, nobody's doing Pirkei Rabban. Ach, Shleishim Yoim, what is if the father dies after the 30th day? Becheskas Shenifta. Then we assume that the father probably did a mitzvah, right? If someone has a mitzvah, it's Pirkei Rabban, you do it, Be'ita Yubizmana. It's a mitzvah that Klal Yisrael has always done, Be'ita Yubizmana. So if this child knows that his father died shortly after he turned 30 days old, and he doesn't know for sure. There's no pictures. He doesn't know if there was a pidyon haben or not. Halach is he doesn't have to make pidyon haben. It's becheskas that it certainly happened. Actually, over loy shalei nifta, unless a kohen comes knocking on his door and he says, I want you to give me 5 shlomim and I can prove that your father didn't do pidyon haben. So obviously, if he can prove it, he can prove it. Who lift ice if not lift ice? What happens if someone's father was never paid to him and now he's older and he has an obligation to be paid himself? He also has a son that's a bechar. So he has an obligation to be paid to his son, and he only has 5 shlotim. So who does the 5 shlotim go to? Does it go to be paid himself, or does it go to be paid to his son? So the halach is, who paid him? He comes first. You don't know, says, b'nai kaid, but no, son comes first. She mitzvah say al aviv, u mitzvah is b'nai Allah. And pasha, the way you read Rabbi Yehuda, although in the Gemara we're going to see it's not what Rabbi Yehuda means, but it sounds like from the Mishnah anyways, the Rabbi Yehuda is saying that his chiyuv is really to be paid to his son. The chiyuv that he now has to be paid himself is a derivative from the chiyuv that his father had to be paid to him. But your ikur chiyuv is for your son. As a result, b'nai kaidmai, but again, even though it certainly sounds like if you were learning Mishnah Yoimi now, that's the way we'd walk away from this Mishnah, but in Daf Yoimi, that's not going to be pshat in Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So regardless, the Mishnah concludes with a discussion where somebody had 5 shlotim. He has a chiyuv to be paid himself. He has to be chiyuv to be paid the son. The question is, should he use to be paid himself? Should he use to be paid himself? Now, the truth is, if somebody only has 5 shlotim, does he have a mitzvah pidyon haben at all? We know that Allah is hamavazviz al yavazviz yosef mechaymish. So, if hamavazviz al yavazviz yosef mechaymish, if somebody only has 5 shlotim, he shouldn't be paid to anybody. He should take that 5 shlotim and watch it very carefully or invest it wisely. But if that's all he has, he's not allowed to use it for pidyon haben. Because it's a halacha of amavazviz, ayavazviz, yaitse mechaymish. So pasha, you could say, we don't mean he only had 5 shlotim. It means after you make the cheshbon, you do the math of amavaz, our in-house treasurer, of amavazviz, ayavazviz, yaitse mechaymish, so you figure out exactly what the cheshbon is. But the point is that, as we've opened to learn pasha, but there's a tshuva from a moishin, a gesmoishin, there's a bir halacha. We've spoken about this right in the past. Where the Achreinim want to say chiddush that it could be hamavazviz ayavazviz yosef mechaymish doesn't apply to pinyan haben. Why? Hamavazviz ayavazviz yosef mechaymish you find, for example, by Dalad Minim. Dalad Minim, the mitzvah is not the amount of money you're supposed to spend. The mitzvah is to take dalad minim. Now the question is, how much money should I spend on the dalad minim? So $100, $150, $200. One of the things you have to take into consideration is how much money you have. There's a concept of hamavazviz, ayavazviz, yaseh mechaymish. But when it comes to pidyon haben, says Rav Moshe, here the mitzvah is the money. So basically what you're telling me is you're not mechuyev to do the mitzvah that the Torah told you. That's not true. There's no such thing where if I have a mitzvah to do something, because of any exterior circumstance, we're going to tell you now that you're not mechuyev to do it. It's like a person waking up and we tell him you don't have to put on tefillin. What's your thing? You have a chiv to give 5 shlam to the kohen. You have to give 5 shlam to the kohen. There is a concept where I have a chiv to do the mitzvah and I want to do the mitzvah. The question just is, how much am I mechuyev to spend to do the mitzvah? So with the spending is agav, it's tuffel to the ikur mitzvah. There you find the lumdis of amivazviz, ayivazviz, yoyse mechaymesh. But where the mitzvah is the actual check that you're going to write, here it's different, it's a little bit of a lumdus, but regardless, somebody did pidyon haben before his son turned 30 days old. So pidyon haben you do when the child turns 30 days old. What if the father did it prior? Rav am b'nei padi. Rav said it works. Shmuel am b'nei padi. Zokti kuli alma me'ach shavim b'nei padi. Everybody agrees that if the father would give the money to the kohen and he would say that when my child turns 30 days old, I want the pidyon to be chal retroactive, me'achshav, from right now when I gave you the money. Everybody agrees that in that case it wouldn't work. If when the father gave the money to the kohen, he told him very clearly, I'm giving you the money now, but at the same time, I don't want it to be chal now, because I know pidyon haben is when the child turns 30 days old, but hold on to the money, and when my child turns 30 days old, that's when it should be chal, the pidyon haben. So the father's going away, whatever it is. He wasn't sure if he'd be able to do the mitzvah in the more mehudr way. So he said, I'm going to give you the money now, and when my son is 30 days old, I want it to be chal. V'isnu l'mois, in the event that 30 days comes, the kohen has the money, he didn't lose it. Again, there'd be no machlekes. Everybody would agree that it would work. Keep pligi wills the machlekes. He didn't say me'achsha. Rather, he said, I want it to be chal after 30 days. But the money wasn't around when 30 days came. Rav, and Rav says, may padu, it works. Just like you find the beginning of Perikah Omer, the third Perikah Masechtos Kedushin, where you find the Mekadosh Isha L'Achad L'Amin Yoyim. If someone's Mekadosh Isha L'Achad L'Amin Yoyim, the halach is when 30 days comes, the Isha's Mikudeshes, and the Gemara says, V'af al-gavtin is achlu al-mois. Even if the money's not around anymore, major lumdus. Very hard perek, the third perek of Masechtos Kedushin. But that's the halacha. That even if 30 days comes and the money's gone, so at that point, the Kedushin is going to be chal. So says Rav, just like you find by Kedusha Yisha, Afagafta Nesach Lamois, Havi Kedushin, even if the money's not around, the Kedushin's chal. So Achanami Loishna, I think the same thing should be true over here. Shmuel Lama, Shmuel said no. Hossam, over there, be all the Kacha Meyachshav. Over there, you want to know why it's chal, Achad Lam and Yoim, Afapisha Nesach Lamois? Because if the man wanted to be Mekadosh Nisha now, he could have been Mekadosh the Isha now. So at the time that he did the Maisa Kedushin, he could have been Goymer the Kedushin also. So the other is halacha, that if you chose not to be Goymer now, you wanted to be completed after 30 days, it works even if the money's not around. But halacha over here, but being that you can't be Goymer the Pinyan Aben within 30 days, because the only way Pinyan Aben will work if you do a Toich Lamed is if you want it to be Chalacha Lamed. So in this case, the halacha is, it's not going to work. So in other words, this machlek is Rav and Shmuel. Whether you could do Pinyan Aben Toich Lamed, you can't do Pinyan Aben Toich Lamed, is really in a very specific case. The case is, when you gave the money to the Kohen, you said, I want it to be Chalacha Shloishim Yoim, and the money wasn't around Lacha Shloishim Yoim. In that case, Rav says, it's Chal, Shmuel says it's not chal. Zok to Gemara. Va'afal gaf dekayim alon, dechalecha depligi rabbi Shmuel, hilchasak rabbi Yisur, even though we know the rule is, whatever this machlek is Rav and Shmuel, we paskin like Shmuel, if it's dinei mominus, and we paskin like Rav, if it's isa v'heter. Says the Gemara, hocho, hilchasak avasi de Shmuel. Here, even though it's a question of isa v'heter, the halacha is going to be like Shmuel. Zok to Gemara, tanat, meis b'teich lamid yoim, it said in the Mishnah, that if a child dies within 30 days, afal bishan nasal l'kayin, yachsaloi, even if the father gave the money, that was the first mission that we learned. So if a child dies within 30 days, there's no chiyuv pidyon haben. And even if the father gave the money to the kohen already, the kohen has to give the money back. Time of the mace. It sounds like only because the child died. Haloi mace. If the child went to die, b'nai padoi. So isn't it a mefurish raya that you could do pidyon haben? It's a raya to Rav. So the Gemara says, no, chavam ayaskin, and this is what I was talking about when there was money. Meaning we said that if the money is around, the kohen has the money when 30 days comes, nobody argues. Everybody agrees it's pidyon haben. The machlekes is in a very specific case where you gave the pidyon haben that it should be chal achal lamed yoim and nesach lo hamois, the money's not around anymore. But if the money's around, it would be chal. So if you have a mishnah where it's possible to give the money to toich shloishim yoyim, and it's chal. That's not a kash on anything that we're talking about. That's not a kash on Shmuel, because everybody agrees if the money's around, it's going to be a chal. Toshma, another right from the second Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if the father dies within 30 days, so b'cheska shloim nifta, we assume for sure he didn't give money to the kayin, achiyoyim relation nifta, unless we can somehow prove, or the son, when he gets older, can prove that his father really did the pidyon haben. What do you see from there? That it's possible to prove that the father may have given the money to Toich Shloishim Yoyim. If it's not chal when you give money to Toich Shloishim Yoyim, who cares that he gave the money to Toich Shloishim Yoyim? It's not going to be chal anyway. So isn't this like Akasha on Shmuel, a Raya to Rabbi? You see, you could do Pidyon HaBen, Toich Shloishim Yoyim. You see, there's a concept of the son being older and saying, I don't have to do Pidyon HaBen because my father did Pidyon HaBen. He says, what do you mean? Your father died when you were 22 days old. Yeah, but maybe he did the Pidyon HaBen before he was 30 days old. Isn't that Rav and Shmuel? Mar says the same thing. It's Hazam Nami. This is the woman is paying out. No. Because if the money would be around, the father would work. The machlek is Rav and Shmuel was only when it's a sachlam. So he told him, Shmuel Amar ein b'nai padoi. That Amrit b'nai padoi, you're going keneged Shmuel. Says the Gemara of Avagav, the Kamelon Karabi Suri. And even though you're going to tell me what you mean, it's a Shaila Visava Heter. So the Tana was passing like Rav by Yisava Heter. Because Shmuel Bedini, Shmuel. And therefore, even though ordinarily by Yisava Heter we passing like Rav, here we passing like Shmuel. Incidentally, it's Mavur in this Gemara that Pidyon HaBen is a question of Issa the Heker. Meaning, it's a machlik is Rav and Shmuel, and the Gemara is machriya, that the halacha is like Shmuel, and the Gemara speaks out, very gishmak, twice, that even though, not as bad, ordinarily, the halacha is like Rav when it comes to Issa the Heker, and it's only but like Shmuel when it comes to Dini. Over here, the halacha is going to be like Shmuel, despite the fact that it's Issa the Heker, clearly implying that Pidyon HaBen is a question of Issa the Heker. Is that so poshut? Really, Pidyon HaBen, there's two components. There's the Isser Veheter component, the halachas of Pidyon HaBen are in Shulchan Aruch Yerideya, Simon Shinhei. So it's a Yerideya Digasugya, but also it's a Dine Mamanis Digasugya, because what are you supposed to give? You give five slum. I mean, the Gemara discussed, but you have a Safik Pidyon HaBen. Safik Isser, you say, Sveikud Eiraisa L'chumra, Sveikud Rabbanu L'kula, Pidyon HaBen is a Sveikud Eiraisa, so of course you go L'chumra. But when it comes to Safik Pidyon HaBen, the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara doesn't say Sveikud Eiraisa L'chumra. Fakir, the Gemara says Safik Mamen, and the rule is that Amoitze Mechaveiroi, Olav Haraya. So, Churi, you just have to work out Pidyon HaBen. Do we look at it as a Safik Mamen, which you find on the one hand, Hamoitze Mechaveri Olav Haraya, or do you look at it as a Safik Isser, which you also find on the other hand, as in this sugya, where the Gemara says that if there's a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, really, the halacha should be like Rav. Zok the Gemara, who lifts if nois lifts, who b'nai kai? So what happens if somebody has a chiyav to do Pidyon HaBen for himself, he has a chiyav to do Pidyon HaBen for his son? So, and he only has five slime, or halacha only allows him to use five slime. So who is he supposed to be paid with? Is he supposed to be paid himself, or is he supposed to be paid the son? So the Tanakhama, the Mishnah said, who kaid him lebnai? You take care of yourself first. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, b'nai kaid mai. He's supposed to give it to your son. Zok the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon, who lifteis of night, lifteis, who kaid him lebnai? Rabbi Yehuda, b'nai kaid mai. Shem mitzvah say, I love it, but mitzvah's b'nai, I love. Mamashar Mishnah, I'm Rabbi Yermias. Rabbi Yermias commented on the Mishnah, which is also a brais. Hako moidim, heichot lek, elochamish slime. Everybody agrees. If really this person only had five slaim, who kaidim lebnai? Even though from the Mishnah, the Brisa doesn't sound like hakol moedim, it sounds like that's precisely where they argue. But really, hakol moedim, everybody agrees that if the person really only had five slaim, there's nothing else to work with, then the halacha is that he would have to be paid himself. My taima, the mitzvah didei adif. Because a mitzvah that you're going to do for yourself has kedima over a mitzvah that you're going to do for your son. Stating that, keep pligi, what's the machloikis? Heichad ikka chomesh mishu badois, v'chomesh b'nei chayrin, where this person really had 10 slum. However, five of the slum he had sitting in a drawer, that was liquid, that was money that he had. The other five slum were really money that his father had that are technically mishubid lepidyon haben. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Milva ksuva b'toira, ki ksuva b'shtar damya. Pidyon HaBen, which is a milva ksuva b'toira, it's a milva, again, you see it, there's a dine mominous component to it. It's like a milva, you owe money to the kayin is the malva, you're the loiva, there's a milva component, is ki ksuva b'shtar damya. Because even though there's no shtar, the kayin and the father never sat down and wrote a shtar, then I'm going to give you five slump, but the Torah wrote it. And it's ksuva b'toira. And milva ksuva b'toira is k'ksuva b'shtar damyo. The Torah itself, Parshas Korach is b'shtar. A milva k'ksuva b'Torah is k'ksuva b'shtar damyo. And if it's k'ksuva b'shtar damyo, the halacha is that the kohen, just like if he would lend money to this Yisrael, and he would have a shtar that says that he loaned the money, he would have a right to collect the money that's coming to him, not only from liquid assets, from b'nei chayri that the Yisrael has, but even be able to go to Nechasim that he had at the time of the loan that he since sold, which is what's known as Mechasim Shubadim. The same is true when it comes to Milvah Ksuvah B'Torah. Same is true for Pidyon HaMeh, which means that the Kohen has a right to go collect his five Sla'im from these Nechasim Shubadim that this person has now. So what happened over here was, is that this father, his own father, had Nechasim when his son was 30 days old. He since sold them. So really, the Kohen can go collect the pidyon haben for the father from the nechasim of the grandfather, if you're holding cheshbon, because milva ksuva b'tayra is ksuva b'shtar damyo, so you can be tayra mimashabdi. So Rabbi Yehuda made a pashta cheshbon. He said that you want to go ahead now and take your five slaim and use it to be paid to your own son? It's silly. What you should do is take the five slaim, to be paid to yourself, that's wrong. You should take the five slum and use it to be paid to your son. There's an inyan of mitzvah di deyadif. Let the kohen collect it from the nechasim mishubadim, which is mishubit. So it says the Gemara that being that Rabbi Yehuda holds milvak suv v'tarik suv v'shtar damyo di dey also v'tarav mi mishabdi, as it relates to his chiv to be paid himself, which is really his father's chiv, which there's nechasim mishubadim that I'm mishubit for it. So let the kohen be tired from that. Ubahani chomish b'nei chayim parak lay the bread. The five slum that he has, he'll use to be paid to his son. For abanin sabi, the abanin hold milvak suv v'tarik laf kuv suv v'shtar damyo. Therefore, the kohen doesn't have the option to go collect from the nechasim mishubadim, because even though it's ksuva b'tayra, parshas korach is not a shtar. It's a shtar maybe between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not a shtar between the kohen and the Yisrael and the Avi Aben. Hilkach, therefore, at the end of the day, all you have is five slum available to do pinyan amen. So if you have five slum, what should you do with the five slum? Hilkach mitzvah di deyadiv. It makes more sense for you to go ahead and use the money for your son, because kuli alma moidi, everybody agrees that there's a concept of mitzvah di day adif. So a few ha'aras, working backwards. So the last halacha that we learned was a gemara that discussed the end of the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph, the second Mishnah, which said, "Who liftnois ubnoi liftnois? Who kaidim libnoi? Rabbi Yehuda ime bnoi kaidmai shem mitzvas ayaloviv umitzvas bnoi al." But one thing that emerges from these Mishnayos and this short Daf that we just learned is that although a father has an obligation to be paid to his son, in the event that the father was not paid to his son, the halacha is the child himself, when he gets older, obviously, when he's mechuyev a mitzvah, would have an obligation to go ahead and be paid to himself. Now, is that so pashit? Really, it's not. And the reason is because if you read the psukim that talk about the mitzvah of pidyon haben, so the psukim then the parash is boy. V'chol petach chamor tifte b'seh, v'imloy sifte v'araftoy, v'chol b'chor odom b'vanecha tifte. The chi of pidyon haben is to be paid to your son. V'chol b'chor odom b'vanecha tifte. So if a father is paid to his son, gevaldik. If the father died, or for some reason he chooses not to be paid to his son, he's being mevatel a mitzvah. Mecha teisa, I have a chi of to be paid to him. I'm not my own b'chor. I'm not my Bechar, I'm my father's Bechar. So it should be the father's Chiyuv. So really, although at first glance you would say, of course, yeah, it's the father's obligation, but if the father didn't do it, then Fashtei Tzachalein, the kid has a Chiyuv to do it. It's not true. If you read the Pesukei Atar, it's not Mashma that way. The Pashtus of the Pasuk is, it's a father's obligation to be paid the son. And incidentally, if you look at the Sefer HaChinuch, when he talks about the Shoresh HaMitzvah of what Pidyon HaBen represents, it's really in line with all the Rashis that you find. It's the same gather as Bikurim, it's the same gather as Truma, it's the same gather as Chala, Rashis HaGez. There's a concept of Rashis should be given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's really the idea, that's the Shoresh HaMitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. So for the father, it's his Rashis. For the child himself, it doesn't make sense. So why in the world, Mechitesi, there should be a Chiyuv? And the truth is that this Gemara that we just learned right now is in another place in Shas. It's in Masechtes Kedushin, Daf Chav Tes. It's in the sugya of Mitzvahs Ha'av Alaben. The Gemara over there brings a brisa. Tanu Rabbanon, Ha'av Chaya Bivnoi, Lomoyloi, Viliftoisoi, Ulalandoi Torah,
ulasiya isha ulalamda yomnis. And some say aflashita b'mayim. Father even has an obligation to teach him how to swim. But one of the things that a father has to do for his son is of chayav b'noy lemoyloi v'liftois. It says the Gemara minolan. How do you know that a father has a chayav b'din aben duchsev? Kol b'char b'necho tifte. Says the Gemara v'heichad oloi parkei avua mechayav iul lemifrike. Stating that if the father doesn't go ahead and do the pinyin aben, which he's supposed to do, the child is going to have a chayav to do his own pinyin aben duchsev, because the pasuk says kol peter rechem lechol basay asher yakriv l'Hashem ba'adam u'ba'behemel yelach ach. Podei sifte is an extra lashon. It's double. Torah didn't have to say podei sifte. Could have said podei, could have said sifte. You know, podei sifte comes to rabbis. It's coming to teach me that if the father didn't do pinyan aben, the child has a chiyuv to do pinyan aben by himself. Meaning the Gemara is acknowledging that the pshutei shel mikra, if you understand pinyan aben, really there's no shaychus to the son being paid himself. It's an obligation that a father should have to his son. Stating that, it's a drasha. Podei sifte, it's a braisa, kedusha, chavtes, and aleph, the rabbis, that if the father didn't do pinyan aben, the child has a chiyuv to do pinyan aben himself. But the truth is, if you learn this Gemara, and kedusha, daf, chavtes, and aleph is one of the most famous amudim and shas, that if you go through this Gemara properly, there's a very, very obvious there. Another one of the mitzvahs of al aben, in fact, the first one that's mentioned in the braisa, is a of chayev b'vnoi lemoyloi. A father has an obligation to do bris milah for his son. Says the Gemara, lemoyle minom. How do you know a father has to bris milah for his son? D'chsev, ayomel Avraham is Yitzchak benoi. Zok the Gemara, v'heichad loy male avua, mechayev beidina lememale. In the event that the father didn't do bris milah, Bezdin has an obligation to do bris milah. D'chsev, himoy lochem kol zachar. V'heichad loy male beidina. Let's say Bezdin didn't do it. Mechayev yil lememal nafshe. Then he has an obligation to do bris milah for himself. D'chsev, v'arol zachar, asher lo yimales psara losai, v'nichrasa. Then the Gemara says, how do you know that a mother is not chayev pidyon aben? That's learned after from a pasuk as well, kasha tziva oisa elikim oisa v'loy oisa frey toisvis oisa v'loy oisa, maybe the most famous place in Shas. Why didn't need a pasuk oisa v'loy oisa to tell me that a mother doesn't have a chiv to do bris mila for her son? Typically, it's a mitzvah saseh shas mangarum. Either way, that's the brice. So the brice over there says that a father has an obligation to do bris mila. If the father didn't do bris mila, Bezdin has an obligation to do bris mila. If Bezdin didn't do it, and the child's 13 years old, now he's already a mechuyev mitzvah, so he has an obligation to do bris mila by himself. By pidyon aben, the Gemara leaves out Bezdin. We go from the father straight to the son. And then the Gemara says, how do you know that a mother doesn't have to do pidyon aben? It's learned out from a drasha as well. But the point is, by bris mila, the order is father, Bezdin, then you yourself have to. If nobody took care of you, so it may not mealy mealy. When it comes to pinyin aben, it's father. We skip Bezdin, and if the child was 13 years old and nobody did it, then he's going to go ahead and do it himself. Now, incidentally, b'derech agav mamish, everyone knows Reb Kiveger's chiddush in the tshuva, where Reb Kiveger said that even though the Gemara says father, Bezdin, and then you yourself, Reb Kiveger says, I hold that a zeda comes before Bezdin. So if a father doesn't want to do bris mila, Zayda has a chiv to do it. And he bases it on a chiddush from the Oilu Lesefrayim, who said that if a person doesn't have a bris mila, he has an aral lev, this timtum alev, and it's very difficult for him to learn Torah. And if the Gemara says Reb Kiveger, that a father has an obligation to teach his son Torah, and if the father doesn't teach him his son Torah, v'idatum levanechav levanevanech, the Rambam right in the beginning of Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Zayda comes next in the Seder, the Zayda has a chiv to teach him Torah. So the Zayda's chiv Talmud Torah would obligate him to do bris mila. Because if he doesn't have bris mila, it's going to be very difficult for him to learn Torah. Because the mitzvah of Torah and the mitzvah of mila are kshurim zeh bezeh. Kiveger says that's pshat. The Gemara says amloy berisa yoyim avalayla chukish shemayim varetz leisamti. And this machloek is what bris we're referring to. Amloy berisa yoyim avalayla. So one man nama says the bris of Torah. Shenema v'gisa b'yoyim avalayla. The other man says no, it means bris shel Avram Avinu, the yud gimel brisos. It means bris mila. Frank Rab Kiveger bishloima. If it means the bris of Torah, that's yoyim avalayla. Amloy berisa yoyim avalayla. But if it means the bris mila is yom v'layla, bris mila happens one time when a child is 8 days old. Says Reb Kiveger, then no, that really bris mila is also negay yom v'layla, because the only way you can be mekayim Torah, which is yom v'layla, the only way you can do your avodas Hashem, which is yom v'layla, is if you have bris mila. So although the mitzvah of mila in and of itself is not yom v'layla, but it's the precursor. It allows you to serve Hashem.
Yoimam V'layla. Thus, Bris Milah is referred to as Brisi Yoimam V'layla. But regardless, in the Gemara that discusses the Seder of Milah, it's Bezdin. Reb Kivega inserts Zeda. It's father, Zeda, Bezdin, and then you yourself. When it comes to Pidyon HaBen, we skip Bezdin. And it would be Mashma L'chura from the Diuk in this Gemara that if a father does not do Bris Milah, there's no obligation for Bezdin to come save the day and for Bezdin to do Pidyon HaBen on behalf of this child. And the truth is that it's a Mefurish Ramah. The Ramah is in Yerudea Simen Shinhei, Hilchas Pidyon Bechar. It's at the very end of Siv Katan Yod. Says the Ramah, Ve'ein Ha'av Yochel Liftois Al Yedei Shliach. That if a father wants to be paid the son of the Shliach, he can't. Ve'gam Ein Bezdin paid the Noisab Layav. Additionally, if there's no father, Bezdin can't go ahead and Bezdin can't do it either. And the Makar to this is the Rivash. Upon him, this rivash that the Ramah brings in halacha that ain bezdin poydin oisav layav is lachura meduyik in the Gemara, because the Gemara brings bezdin by bris milah. The Gemara does not bring bezdin as it relates to pidyon haben. I'll tell you something interesting, that the divrei chamudos, which is a pirush on the Rosh. If you look in the Rosh of Masechtas Bechayrus, so there's two Perushim. There's the Madani Yontif, which is on other Masechtas as well. There's also the Divrei Chamudos. So who was the Mechaber of the Madani Yontif and the Divrei Chamudos? It was none other than the Baal Tosfos Yontif. So the Baal Tosfos Yontif, and his Pirush on the Rosh, it's in Perek Ches, our Perek, it's Sivkot and Yud Zayin, brings a Dover Nifla. He says, Ubemaril Hilchas Pidyon Kos Maisa Be'igra. There was a story, a Maisa Shehoya Kachoya, in the Shtetl Igra, Shenera Ga'ov Koyne Binyabinoi, where a father was killed before he had an opportunity to do Pinyan Aben for his son. Vitziva Rav Nosson al Vashal, Rav Nosson was the Gadol Ador in this city, Igra, and he paskined Litel Tas Kesef to take a tas, that's a plate, made out of silver, the Lichtoiv Olav, and you should write on it Ben Koye. That this child is a Ben Koyin, he was a Ben Yisrael, but Ben Koyin in the sense that there's an obligation, there's a Sheba to the Koyin, we have to do Pidyon HaBen, the Litlois Betzavar Ayelet, and to hang it on the neck, the child should wear it as a bracelet, so that when he'll get older, Yeda Shadayin Kori Ben Koyin, Ashiyiv Tesatzmoy, that he has an obligation to Pidyon HaBen. The Rechamutos then brings another story that happened, Umay Seiro, Bekilo Kedosha Reudnitz, Shemedinas PM, where there was a story where also there was a father that had a child, and then he died before there was an opportunity to do Pidyon HaBen, and the Zeder wanted to do Pidyon HaBen, like this from Reb Kivega. The Zeder wanted to do Pidyon HaBen, so he went ahead and he did a Pidyon HaBen on the 30th day, and he says that he himself heard about it, and he wasn't masking. That who said the Zeder has a right to do Pidyon HaBen? So he paskin that the child should wear a tas again, but it should say over here not Ben Koyin, but Sofik Nifta. That maybe there was Pidyon, maybe there wasn't Pidyon. The reason is because he wasn't 100% sure if the Zayda's Pidyon HaBen worked. And based on that, we have to do Pidyon HaBen when the child gets older, but don't make a bracha. And that's why he went ahead and he wrote something. But the bottom line is, it says the Madani Yontif Devi Chamuda is that from this Maisa Shahoya Kachoya that the Maril brings in the city of Igra that happened with the Gadol Ador Rav Nosson, who paskin, that when the father died, he was killed. There was no one to do Pidyon HaBen. Wait till the child gets older, the child has to do it himself. He says, you see clearly that only the father could do it or the son. But there's no idea of Bezdin coming in and doing it. Rav Nosson could have done Pidyon HaBen. They could have raised 5 slaim and figured out a way to do Pidyon HaBen. He didn't want to, says the Tosfos Yontif. You know why he didn't want to? This dick. Because he held that by Milah, there's a concept of Bezdin as Mitzvah. But when it comes to Pidyon HaBen, Bezdin can't do it. So either the father's going to do it, or the child, when he gets older, is going to do it himself. And they made this child wear this bracelet for all those years. Ben Koyen, Sofik Nifte, because he didn't want to get involved. He didn't want to get involved in this halacha based on this idea, again, which is a rivash, which the Ramah brings in halacha, which is luchura, very, very meduyik, in a gemara that everybody knows, in Masechtas Kedushin, Dav Chof Tes, Amid Aleph. But the truth is that what's the beer in it? Why is it that Bezdin can't do it? It sounds like, just from reading the Ramah, that the Ramah prefaced it by saying another chiddush, which is a much bigger chiddush, which opens up doors to literally floodgates of raid, and that is the ein ha'av yochay liftois al yedei shliach. A father can't do pidyon haben al yedei shliach. V'gam, he says, ein bezdin poydin oisai b'loyav. It sounds like that when it comes to pidyon haben, it has to be the father. He can't even make a shliach. If Bezdin would do it, so if Bezdin had their own chiv, they could do it mitzad their own chiv, or maybe they could do it out shlich of the father. But the Ramah's prefacing it by saying that even shlichus doesn't work by Pidyon HaBen. Wow, that's a real chiddush. Not only does Beis Din not have a right to do it on their own in the event that the father dies, but even if the father would be mamanas Beis Din or be mamanas somebody else to go ahead and do the pidyon haben on his behalf, ein ha'av yochai liftois alidei shechan. The makor is the same rivash. The same rivash that says that Beis Din doesn't have a chiyuv if there's no father says that a father does not have a right to be mamala makim, even though shluchai shel adam kamoisai, pidyon haben is going to be different. The truth is, if you take a look at the noisa kelim on this ramah, they're all matmiya. The shach says, zet tamua, da'kaim alam b'chol ha'toyra kula shluchai shel adam kamoisai. And it brings maramakim after maramakim after maramakim, different rishonim and achronim that he believes argued with this rivash that held, of course, a father can make a shliach to go ahead and do pinyan haben for him. The Vilna Gaon in his Bir Agra is also matmiya on this ramah, and he asks three kashas, three short kashas. Number one, shluchas shel adam kamaisa. Number two, he says, why is this different than maisa sheni and hektish? Maisa sheni, you can be poida. Hektish, you can be poida. These sugis come up a lot now. We're learning kachim. Here, the halach is, I don't have to be paid in my own ma'aseh sheni, my own hektish. Somebody else can be paid it for me. Now, if I'm paid it myself, there's halach of chaymish, right? There's different halachas. There's a whole shulchan aruch of how you're paid your own hektish versus how somebody else would be paid your hektish. But he says, take a look at the fourth parak of Masechtas Ma'aseh Sheni. I looked it up. It's the halachas of pidyon ma'aseh sheni. That's what the Gaon is telling too. It doesn't have any other marmukim than that. Meaning it's pashut. It's aleph beis. You can be paid the ma'aseh sheni. You can be paid the hektish. Why can't you be paid the ben? Meaning, there's no halacha that I have to be paid to my own ma'aseh. So why do I have to be paid to my own ben? Why can't I make a shliach? Why shouldn't that work? And he says, "Va'oy pidyon haben," says the Gaon, "is a chayv ba'alma. All it is it's a milvah k'suva b'tayra. I have an obligation right now to pay up a chayv, a five slayim. Could Ruvain pay up Shimon's chayv? Of course he could. Yeah, he's welcome. So there's no one's going to stop him. So why should this be any different? So three kashas. Number one, shulchan aruch k'maisa. Number two, in every pidyon that you find in the Torah, there's no halacha that I have to be paid to my own thing. I could be paid to your thing, you could be paid to my thing. So why should pidyon haben, which is a pidyon at the end of the day, be different? And he says, besides the Gaon, he says, if you really go to the shayrish of what pidyon haben is, it's a chayv ba'alma. So if this is really a chayv, which by the way makes it sound like it's a question of mamonis, not a question of iser. But regardless, it's a chayv ba'alma, as I freak the Vilna Gaon. So we have a ramah, which is based on a rivash. We have a shach. We have a gross, of course we have to have a chsam soifer. So there's a chsam soifer in Tshuva's chsam soifer, it's in Yerideya, it's Simin Reish Tzad Gimel, where the Shoyal wrote a tshuva to the chsam soifer, and he attempted to explain this big chiddush that the Ramah brings b'shem the Rivash, again, that even though shluchah shel adam k'moisa and kol ha'toyra kula, but when it comes to pidyon haben, it's going to be different. And he wanted to say a phenomenal chiddush. His chiddush was as follows. He said that the halacha of pidyon haben is that a father has an obligation to be paid to his son. When the son becomes bar mitzvah, if his father wasn't paid him, then the son has an obligation to be paid himself. Said the shoyal, I think that what's going on over here is that really the chiyuv of pidyon haben is mutal on the son. It's the son's chiyuv. You have a chiyuv to be paid to yourself. Which in Svara is mamish counterintuitive because the Torah seems to be equating pidyon haben to the concept of rishus. And the child is the father's rishus, not the other way around. But that's what the shoyal told the chsam soifer, that I think that really it's the son's chiyuv. It's not the father's chiyuv, it's the son's chiyuv. Stating that, the Torah made the father a shliach to go ahead and do the pidyon haben on behalf of his son. And when the father does pidyon haben, the father's acting as a shliach. He's working for his child at a young age. He's working for his son. His son's 30 days old, and he's already the shliach of his own son. But he's acting b'shlichus of the haben. So he said, if that's the case, yesh leimar, could a shliach make another shliach? Ein shliach ois a shliach. It doesn't work. And he says, even though this is a different type of shlichus, this is a shlichus where the Torah made him a shliach. But at the end of the day, you're a shliach right now of your son. So you don't have a right to go ahead and do it by yourself. Said the shoyal, if that's the case, I'm going to say a gewaldige chiddush la'alocha, a riesige chiddush. That this, that Ramah Paskin, that you can't make a shliach for pidyon haben, that's only the father. So if the father wants to go ahead and he wants to do the pidyon haben al yidei shliach, here he can't do it. But let's say the son gets older and now he's already bar mitzvah and the father never did it. He wants to do his own pidyon haben. He can make himself a shliach. Why shouldn't he? Like the shach was matmiya, like the Vilna Gaon was matmiya. Kaim ala b'chol ha'toyra kula shluchah shel adam k'maisai. So said the shoyal that it could be it's davka the father that can't make a shliach, because the father himself is a shliach. He's acting as a shliach for his son. But as it relates to the son himself, if the son wanted to do it, it's pashy, he wants to say the son. And he says, I have precedence for this. What do you find such a concept that the Torah made you a shliach bal karchach, and it's for that reason you can't make a shliach. There's a lot of hanochis going on here. So the Shoyal told the Chassam Sofer, I have precedence for this. You know what the precedence is? The halacha is that a father can be mekadesh his daughter that's a ketana. Once she becomes a gedayla, she's mekadesh herself. What if she's a naira? So the halacha is avia vehi mekabel kedusha. She can be mekabel her own kedushin, and her father can be mekabel kedushin on her behalf as well. Stating that, the halacha is that if the daughter, the naira, wants to be mekabel her own kedushin, she can't make a shlich. So again, a ketana, only the father can be mekabel kedushin. A gedayla, as in a boigeres, a full-fledged gedayla, only the daughter can be mekabel kedushin. What about a naira? So a naira is in between. In the sugyas of naira murasa regarding the darim and gerish and kedushin, in different sugyas you find that the naira, that's a six-month period from the time she turns 12 until she's 12 and a half. So she's somewhere in between lahalacha. So as it relates to kedushin, she can be mekabel her own kedushin. Her father can be mekabel kedushin on her behalf. The halacha is that if she wants to make a shliach, she can't make a shliach. You know what the reason is? The poskim say, because really, it's the father's din to be mekabel kedushin. She has a right to act bal karchach as a shliach on behalf of her father, and it's for that reason she can't make a shliach, because there's a concept of ain't shliach as a shliach. Al kopanim, that's what the shoyel told the Chassam Sofer. Regardless, the Chassam Sofer wasn't masking. He goes through it in great detail. It's a very geshmak tshuva. Again, Yerideya Simon Reish Tzadik Gimel, and the Chassam Sofer says that he has many issues with it. One of his issues are that we know the halach is called David Eloi Matzi Ovid, Shliach Nami Eloi Matzi Lomevet. So if I can't do something by myself, I can't make a shliach to do it for me either. And being that the Mishaleach, in this case, is a 30-day-old baby, so obviously the baby can't do it by himself, so how can you make a shliach do it for you? L'chayr, if the cotton, the child, can't do it, how can you make a shliach? So he says, maybe you're going to tell me, this type of shliach is different. Here you're not the mamana, the Torah is the mamana. So Chassam Sofer have a pashat tzushta, a gemara that we've discussed many, many times in the last year. And that is, the Gemara discusses, Hane Kahani, when the Kehanim do the Avodah, are they Shlucha Didan, or are they Shlucha Dirachman? And it's a Gemara in two places in Shas. Nedarim Lamed Vav, Kedushin Chav Gimel. In Nedarim Lamed Vav, the Gemara is not sure. The Gemara blives with a take. The Gemara doesn't know. It's an Ibayd La Ifshita. When the Kehanim do the Avodah, are they acting as Shluchim of the Bailim that has to bring the carbon? Or are they acting as Shlucha Dirachman, or are they acting as Shluchim of a Kodesh Baruch Hu? But in Mesechtes Kedushin Nav Chav Gimel, the Gemara is Pashit. The Gemara says it's Pashit as Shlucha Dirachman. They can't be Shlucha Didan. Because Mi Ikam Midi, the Eloi Matzi Ovid, Shliach Matzi Lamevid. How is it possible that I can make you a Shliach to do something for me? The Tzar can't do Zrika. So how could the shliach do zrika as a shliach on behalf of the czar? So Chassam Sofer, that's not a real shlichus in the sense that nobody was mamana shliach. The Torah was the one that was mamana the shliach, and still the Gemara shtelt zu kol dava the ilay matzi yav shliach nami ilay matzi lemevet. So you see, it's true even when the Torah made the shlichus. So l'chayre, how could you tell me that the father is acting as a shliach of the son, and that's why he can't make a shliach b'miyashiv this pelo digiramo, which is really a rivash. That what? That pidyon haben is somehow different. It defies the laws of kol Torah kula. Here, there's no shlucha shaladim kemoisai because the father's a shliach. If the father's a, it doesn't work. Because being that if he's a shliach, he's a shliach of the child. Mi ikam midi dilei matzi avet shliach matzi lamevid. That's the first kasha the Chassam Sofer asked. Another kasha he said is that you find that the nechassim of the father are meshubit to pidyon haben. Right? Where do you see it? You saw it in our sugya. And so much so, the Gemara said that in the event that you have five slaim, if you have five slaim, so what should you do? You take the five slaim and give it for your son, and let your father's nechasim meshubadim be meshub. So says the Chassam Sofer, if the father really doesn't have a chiyuv, it's just that he's acting as a shliach. So l'chayra, let's say he had now the choice to use his own money or his child's money. Whose money should he use? I've always used the child's money. At the end of the day, I'm just being your shliach. If it's the father's chiyuv atzmi, then I've always he should use his own money. But if it's not his own chiyuv, it's the child's chiyuv, then you should use your child. Okay, so obviously in the mitzvah pinyan haben it's mavur, that if the child has no money, which you could assume a 30-day-old child, so the father has a chiyuv to even use his own money. But Zok Techsam says, if the child does have money, it certainly is more reasonable to use your child's money than to use your own money, because at the end of the day, I'm just acting as your shliach. And if the sugi was mavur, then no. Your chiyuv should go from the nechah. What do you mean? No nechasim mishubadim, to the extent that right now you have your own five slum, I'm not using my nechasim mishubadim, because my nechasim mishubadim should only be used if we need it. You have five slon. So why was it so poshut in our sugya? In Becheres Mem Ches, Becheres Mem Tei, Mamash quotes our sugya, that the halach is that the nechasim and shubadim go to the father. Why should it go for the father's chiv? L'chayre, the father's only acting as a shliach on his son. So to the extent that the son has money, you should use the son's money. Regardless, the Chassam Sofer is mayrich, every line in the Chassam Sofer is poshut, not shayach. But regardless, that's what the Chassam Sofer told the shoyl, that he's not masbet. At the end of the day, says the Chassam Sofer, that ubechidushay Torah shali, in my chidushay Torah, amarti, I said a chidush. That this idea, he says, even though it's not miyashiv, the Ramon, the Rivash, but it's a little smach to it anyways. And that is, if you look in the Pesukim, then the parashas boy, v'ayuki yishalcha buncha mochal emer mazois, v'amar te'ilav, b'choy zegyod, referring to the mitzvah b'choy, v'amar te'ilav, you should tell him, b'choy zegyod, etzionu Hashem, mitzrayim, yibes avod, v'ayiki yikcho paru l'shalcheinu, v'ayarek Hashem kol b'chor b'eretz mitzrayim, mi'b'chor odom ad b'chor behemo, al kein an yizoy veyach l'Hashem kol peter rechem aschor b'chor b'chor b'nai efter. Your son's going to look at you and say, what's this b'chor opinion? Why are we doing this? B'char Odom, B'char Behema, even a Chamar, Tifta Besevim, Lysifta V'Araftoi. What's this all about? So you should tell him that we were once Avodim L'Pari B'Mitzrayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out B'Chayzik Yad. V'yiki Yikshe Paru L'Shalcheinu, V'yarek Hashem Kol B'char Beretz Mitzrayim, Al Kein Anizay Ve'ech L'Hashem Kol Pet Derechem Ascharim, V'chol B'char Bonai Efter. So that's something. What's the question that the child is asking? And what's the answer? So Pasha, what's B'char all about? He says, you know his question is, why is it? Why is it that you find that when it comes to Pidyon HaBen, you do the Pidyon HaBen by yourself? Why don't you do it Al Yedei Shlich? That's a Ramah with a Rivash and Lomdus. But how can you do it by yourself? Why is it that you're not giving it over to a Shlich? And then the Chassam Sofer says something else. We spoke this out once. And that is that we know that Shechita is Ksher Bazaar. But stating that, the minig was that the Kayanim always did the Shechita. With the exception of one carbon, the Yishloimer, Shagam Meyoz Hoyu Regilim HaBailim Lizbayach B'Chayreim Ba'atzman. The Shechita is Bazaar Ksher, but at the same time, usually they didn't, but when it came to Bechar, they did. And v'zeu shesho laben. See, he wanted to know, ma zois mishuna, daiko, v'loi al yedei shliach. Why is it that roif pomim ha-kehanim zoifchim, ha-kotcha, v'loi yisraelim, u'man ishtana ha-bechar? And why is it that ordinarily shlucha shaladim kamoisoi? But over here it's liftois ha-ben ba'atz meidavki. Here the Ramah says, do it by yourself. Meshavav, you know what the father's going to say. V'ayiki yikshe paru l'shalcheinu. V'ayarig Hashem es kol bechar Hashem ba'atz meid v'loi al yedei shliach. Al-kenan yizoyveach. Emphasis on anizay veyach, being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself was the one who did makas b'chayrois, vayarek Hashem, aniv eloy shliach, therefore anizay veyach v'loy ashliach, u'b'char banai efteh, the emphasis on the aleph. Ba'atzmi v'loy al yedei shliach ad kam b'chidushei Torah shli. So the Chassam Sofer himself quotes what he wrote in his chidushei Torah, in his Torah Smaisha over here in the end of this tshuva, in the end of tshuva reish sadekiva. But let's just end with two kashas, just two ha'aras. We'll end with this, would have been a nice place to end, but we'll end with two ha'aras. So the Ramah says a chiddush b'shem the Rivash, that even though shulchan aruch k'mayis and kol ha'Torah kula, but when it comes to pidyon haben over there, it's going to be different. The first kasha, Reb Kiveger brings Akasha from the Shara Melech, that the Shara Melech was Matmiya, that we know the Gemara says in Masechtas Ksubis, that I am Dalid Omer Aleph, in Perek HaMadr, and that is Milso de Isa be Shlichus, Isa be Tanai. Milso de Lesa be Shlichus, Lesa be Tanai. I have it right here. That Milso de Isa be Shlichus, Isa be Tanai. Milso de Lesa be Shlichus, Lesa be Tanai. That's a rule. So something that you can do al Yedei Shliach, you could also make a tnai de bnei gadu bnei ruvay. But milsa de lesa b'shlichos, something that you can't do al yedei shlich, you can't do it with tnai. The context in that sugya in Ksubas Tafayin Dalet is the mitzvah of chalitza, but this is one of the rules in Hilchas Tanoim, right? Tanoim is governed by many halachas. Masna, masha, kasa, batoira, tnai koidam l'maisa, hein koidam l'la. There's a whole bunch of different halachas. Tnai kafel. One of the rules is milsa de isa b'shlichos, isa b'tnai. Milsa de lesa b'shlichos, lesa b'tnai. The makor is Ksubas Tafayin Dalet of an alet. Break the Shara Melech, that the Gemara says in Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Vav Amud Beis. This is a well-known Gemara. The Gemara says that a person can do a mitzvah, give someone something that he has to give, b'matona al menas lahachzer, and it's going to work. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, heilach mona al menas shetachzi reuli. If somebody gives somebody money, he says, I'm giving you the money, but on the condition that you give it back to me. B'mecher, if it's in the context of a mecher chamecher, loikano. B'isha, if it's in the context of marriage, you give a woman a ring, you have to give it back. Amanasha taxi railway. Ain't a mikudeshes. B'pidin aben, ain't b'noi padoi. B'truma, yotze yedein esina, v'asa lasiskein. And then the Gemara says that, hoda be'rova, and the Gemara comes out that, no, heloch es, that b'pidin aben, it act, elo amaravashi, b'kulu kani. I disagree. Really, it always works. It always works. It works by ishus. It works by pidin. You can always do a matana manas la'achzer. Bottom line is, what comes out from that Gemara in the sugya matana manas la'achzer is that you can give pidin aben the matana manas la'achzer. You can give the coin the five swan and say, I'm giving it to you, but I'll tonight that you give it back to me. Now, matana manas la'achzer works with mishpatei atanam. It's a real tonight. It's a real tonight. I'm giving it to you, but tonight that you give it back to me. If the Ramah holds that Pidyon HaBen is a milsa the less of a shlichos, so l'chayrov, it's a milsa the less of a shlichos, then it's less of a tonight. So how could it be that you could do a matana manas lahachser? It's a sugi aruchot, and the yeshivish of sugi is a mesachtos kedushin. Davavom and beis, that matana manas lahachser works with Pidyon HaBen, l'chayrov, the Ramah's gurech, that Pidyon HaBen is a milsa the less of a shlichos, milsa the less of a shlichos, less of a tonight. That's the first kind. Kasha. The Sharon Melech's Kasha, the Rabbi Kivega brings on this Ramah right here in Yerudea Simon Shinhei Sivkot and Yod. The second Kasha is a Kasha from the Mari Asad, Rabbi Yehuda Asad, in his Shailos Tshuvos Yehuda Nala. Yehuda Asad was a contemporary of the Chassam Sofer. He was from the Gedolei Hungary, and he was from the Gedolei Adar. After the Ptira of the Chassam Sofer, he was maybe the biggest poisek in Hungary. But regardless, so the Mari Asad and the Shailos Tshuvos Yehuda Nala asks, he says, Chashtenish, we have a shail over here, whether it's possible to do Pidyon HaBen Ayidei Shlich, or it's not possible to do Pidyon HaBen Ayidei Shlich, it's a Mefurish Pasek. So it's a Pasek in the Torah. It's not debatable. It's a Pasek. Where's this Pasek? In Parshas Bamidbar. So what happened in the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar? Hashem said that really the Bechayrim was supposed to have Kedusha. But because of the Chet HaEgel, instead of the Bechayrim having Kedusha, I want the Levim to have Kedusha. And what we're going to do is we're going to swap a Bechayr for a Levi, and this is going to somehow establish this mitzius that instead of the Bechayrim having Kedusha, the Levim are going to have the Kedusha. So Hashem goes to Moshe and he says, I want you to count all the Levim. And then he says, I want you to count all the Bechayrim. So Moshe Rabbeinu went and he counted the Levim. And how many Levim were there? There were 22,273. And then he counted the Bechayrim. It was 22,000. They were off by 273. And the question was, what do you do with all the extras? What do you do with all the extras? So he said that the extra Bechayrim, being that you can't switch them for a Levi, what you should do is you should be paid to them. And the way you're going to be paid to the Bechayr, you're going to take it away from its Kedusha. You don't have a Levi to remove the Kedusha. You're not being paid to Levi for Bechayr. There were extra Bechayrim. So what are you supposed to do with them? What you're supposed to do with them is, each one you should be paid with five slum. So the Torah goes ahead and the Torah describes exactly how you should do this. Kachas alavim tachas kol bechor b'nei Yisrael. Ves behemis alavim tachas behemtum. V'ayu li alavim ani Hashem. Ves peduye hashloisha v'ashivim v'hamosayim. Ha'oitzim alavim. The extra 273 bechorim mi bechor b'nei Yisrael. What should you do with them? V'lo kachto chameshes chameshes shkolim lagogoyles. You should take five shkolim for each one of them. B'shekel ha'koydesh tikoch esrim geira ha'shokel. V'nosato ha'kesef you Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem's talking to, should take the money and give it la'harin ulavim. It's freaked the Maria Sam in the Shiloh Sichuvas Yehuda Nala, a bombakasha. What happened by the Pidyon HaBen that happened in the Midbar? Hashem told Moshe, go collect the money from the Bechayrim and take the money and give it to Aharon. It's the Bechayrim themselves that should have had it. Give the money. Not Moshe. The Teretz is Moshe was acting as a shliach. Shluchei shel Adam kemoisei. But hot teinach, if there's shluchei shel Adam kemoisei when it comes to Pidyon HaBen. But if there's no shluchei shel Adam kemoisei when it comes to Pidyon HaBen, l'chayra, how is Moshe Rabbeinu able to do it by himself? In other words, it's a mefurish pasuk that you see it's possible to do Pidyon HaBen al yedei shliach. It's freit the Maria Asad, it's a pella. So we have two bombakashas on this Ramah. The Ramah said that there's no shluchei shel Adam kemoisei when it comes to Pidyon HaBen. The first kasha is the Sharon Melech's kasha, Rav Kivega brings. How could you say that there's no shlichas? If there's no shlichas, there should be no tonight. And everybody knows the Gemara Kedushin Davav, but the Gemara says Matana al Manas Lahachsa works by Pidyon HaBen. It works everywhere. Labar Miyisha. How does it work by Pidyon HaBen? L'chayre isn't one of the rules that milsa the isa b'shlichas isa b'tanai, milsa the leisa b'shlichas leisa b'tanai. And the second kasha is the kasha for Rabbi Yehuda Asad, and the shayla s'truvas Yehuda Nala, isn't it a mafurish of pasuk where the pasuk says when they did the Pidyon HaBen in the midbar, so Hashem told Moshe, v'lokachta chameshes chameshes shkolim lagugoylas v'nosato akesef l'har, you should be the one to go ahead and give it to Ahar. So as it relates to Merari Asad's kasha, maybe it could be mechalik between the Pidyon HaBen of the midbar and the Pidyon HaBen l'dairis. That already opens up really a whole nother discussion of raid, and maybe in tomorrow's daf or Bezus Hashem one of these days.